This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the medical program that people listen to with regularity. Two different steps, if you will. The step of Dr. Jack Stockwell. His stock and trade is different than the stock and trade Dr. Ken Kronhaus presents. But both gentlemen have great expertise, and they bring with them their experience of years and years and years of helping people just like you. So we listen with great aplomb. As many of you know who have been listening to me for years, one of my favorite things to talk about on the air is your health and well-being. It's all about you. I use myself as a guinea pig, but you can put yourself into my shoes. Sometimes I even dig into Ken and what he's doing with his life and how he keeps himself healthy. It's all in an effort to keep you as healthy as possible. Good Day Health, the gooddayhealthshow.com is the website where you can find the trails to our podcast every week. And it's archived there, so you can go back and check out any number of subject matter. But it's there as a service. Help yourself to it. Every week, Ken, for example, does great research looking at all of the developments that are reported on in the journals. Let's get started with your specialty, Ken. You're a cardiologist practicing in your clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mondora, Florida. So I'm sure you were interested to see how the research which is being done on people who spent time in space and what that's doing, especially to their heart. We had were you and I talking about this last week or the week before? I was with somebody, how, you know, the two Kelly brothers that were astronauts, one of them stayed up for a year, and he's written a book about his experiences, and one of the things that's reported upon is how things in his body changed, including his DNA, which really, how in the world does your DNA change when you're in that circumstance?
Well, it's great to be with you, Doug. And the effects of gravity affect the body head to toe, and it does change the gravity. And we learned this week, the medical journal Stem Cell and Development, about the wonders of combining research in space with research on Earth. This is kind of interesting. So here's an example of the benefits of combining that research in space and research on Earth. Weightless conditions can have bad effects on the heart, Doug, because the heart does not need to pump as much blood throughout the body as it would under gravity. So over time, the blood vessels tend to become less elastic and they get thicker, and this raises the risk of heart disease. However, there are good effects of space flight on the heart, and here is where it gets into the DNA that you were just mentioning. Studies suggest that microgravity stimulates stem cells to more easily differentiate into heart cells. And the news this week is that these treated stem cells in space are showing promise for repairing hearts on Earth that are damaged after heart attacks.
Wow. So let's go one step further with this. There are a couple of different areas that we could pursue here, Ken. One of them has to do with stem cell research in general, the effect that some of it is so controversial that it's being done on ships out in the middle of the ocean, where in fact there are people, humans being created using some of this stuff. But when it comes to our own health and well-being, I know that I think you and I talked about this at some point. My friend who's suffering from really bad lymphoma, looking for all kinds of different ways to battle it. One of them is a form of stem cell replacement. And isn't that akin to bone marrow transplant, or am I in the wrong street?
Well, you're in the right neighborhood, and this is not the embryonic stem cells that gets everybody worked up.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit of a different area of stem.
Yeah, all right. So, but it is possible that we could see sometime in the near future stem replacement therapy. I mean, I think you can even see that now, frankly. I haven't known anybody since my former wife, who had stage 4 breast cancer and lasted with 21 years. My friend Chris, who has this lymphoma that is really a horrible disease. My God, I've seen him. He's lost 45 pounds in less than a month as this thing racks his body. And he said to me, we were talking about this yesterday. I went to his house to visit with him for a little while. And it's the first time he'd been able to see people for well over a month because he'd been sort of in a cocoon. But when I did see him the last time, he basically said goodbye to me because he thought he was going to die. And then they came in with, he's had seven different treatments for his cancer, including taking the white blood cells out of his body, sending them to Seattle where they redo the DNA, and then they ship it back and it gets injected into his body, and his cancer is so powerful, apparently this has worked in at least 55-60% of the people they've injected into it, eats up all the cancer.
Right. What they're doing is they're taking his blood in Seattle and they're making antibodies specifically to the cancer. And these selective antibodies destroy the cancer and don't destroy your friend.
Yes. Okay. So then I'm wondering, I said this to him because he's very frank about it. We've become very good friends. I appreciate this guy's a wonderful guy. And we even got to the point of yesterday talking about spirituality and, you know, why this stuff happens. But when it comes down to the real makeup of your body, this is scientific stuff. And I said to him, why don't you go back to Seattle? Why don't they take another run at that? If it worked, it almost got it. It almost got all of it. But they had, you know, like 12% left after he was treated with this stuff. And so it's now come back because it's so strong.
What are they recommending him?
Well, they put him on yet another. The first part of this conversation where I was going with this at first was to compare the sorts of chemo he's been taking with what Tony had.
Oh, it's a different world.
30 or so years ago. It is amazing, the difference. Capsules, no more needles in the arm and, you know, stents and all of that.
Your friend is on specific immunotherapy, which targets directly the cancer. The problem with chemotherapy is that it destroys
everything.
Everything.
Right. So what happened the first time around, he was under 24-hour watch for a week. This is so new, and they did it at Brigham and Women's, well, it's actually Dana-Farber in Boston, but they put him on because he's a well-known state politician, and so they're making sure that they're taking care of him. And so he's on these new cutting-edge treatments, and so when it came to this, he said to me yesterday, he looked at me, he said, I was in the hospital for a week and a half, and this was the third time he's been in the hospital for more than a day, $400,000 for the treatment, the last treatment that didn't last, that wasn't even in there 2 weeks, $400,000. So anyway, to go back to the specifics of what was going on here, and this may be good for people who have people in their family that are going through this. The ideas and that we're presenting are sort of at the cutting edge, but and not to belabor this, the final edge of it is that apparently he is going to go back, or they are going to take the white blood cells. The thing they were worried about before, because it was so experimental, they tried it on four or five patients, and two of them died because when you put this stuff in your body, apparently, as you just said, it only kills the cancer cells, and it kills them so fast that unless you're being monitored and your body flushed, your liver and your kidney and your spleen can't handle the speed at which this stuff is being thrown off, and the toxicity kills you.
The cells are broken down so rapidly, and you have to clear this debris, and if you don't adequately do that, you can destroy the filters of the body, the liver, the kidneys.
Yeah, so that's what he said. Anyway, fascinating. You had the right word. Fascinating new stuff that's out there to address these things. And again, when you look at the cost, though, that's associated with it, if you don't have health insurance, man, you're dead. Literally, you are dead. Yeah, look at what is the cost for, let's get away from cancer. Just go to the cardiac units in the hospitals. What does it cost for somebody who has to have a heart transplant, or you got to have Schwarzenegger? Let's talk about him for a second, what his prognosis is. I think I saw in the LA paper or the LA Times this morning, he's out of the hospital, but he was under watch and it looked like it was more serious, life-threatening than people thought at first. What do you know about that?
You know, I have to take a look at that.
Take the fifth. All right. But in terms of what people pay or would have to pay if they weren't for insurance, those kind of operations, heart valve operations, heart transplants, those have to be expensive as hell too, aren't they?
Right, exactly. And Schwarzenegger, he had heart surgery, and, you know, that's going to cost you in the five figures if you don't have health insurance.
Right. So that's why everybody, more people go broke, go bankrupt because of medical charges than any other reason people go bankrupt in America, which isn't a good, that doesn't say anything good about the system either. Go ahead.
But you know, most people, you know, over 65, I'm sure he's covered for one of many reasons.
Oh, yeah, he's all set. Yeah, right.
But, you know, fortunately, over 65, everyone's on Medicare, and that's when much of this occurs.
Yeah, right. So that means that you and I, the taxpayer, are paying for it, but we paid for it before.
We paid into it.
Most of us pay
a lot into it before.
Right. Yeah, because how much is it? Yeah, 1.3% or something, isn't that what
exactly,
the tax is?
Exactly.
Yeah, goes right into Medicare. Not Social Security, right into Medicare. So you're using it at the end of your life or beyond the 65 year.
Anyway. So we've all paid into it if we've worked.
Yep, we have. Well, if you want to continue to have a balance in your life, health is number one. Without health, you got nothing. One of the simple things, I want to talk a little bit about an update on the flu at some point during this hour, because the stomach flu, man, that's another thing. Another one of my great friends this week, my political friends in Framingham, has had this stomach bug, and he has been flat on his back for a week. His diaphragm hurts so much he can hardly breathe.
Did he have a flu shot?
I think he did. As a matter of fact, he believes
as I mentioned to you last week, there's this second wind of flu this year.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about that in a second. We'll pause for a minute here, and then I want to get to the stomach flu and the other things and what the outcome of it was. Something that was very unexpected. That is one of the side trips that he's experienced with his stomach flu is something that I was shocked to hear about. But his response to my suggestions of doing homeopathic things was quite laughable. And I'll tell you about that as well. It's 19 past the hour. This is Good Day Health.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
And change after the hour. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. What you hear is what you get from Ken. You don't have to, he doesn't leave much to the imagination. And I don't think in this circumstance we ought to be using our imagination. It should be the real thing. Thoughts and plans and transformation, thinking about the reality of your health. A lot of people just don't want to hear it, and I get that. If, you know, they don't want to know what's wrong with them. Fine. So don't, if you don't want to know what's wrong with you, then turn the radio off. But this is for people who want to know what's wrong with them. They want to have a picture of health or create an environment of health. And we all have talked about this many times, Ken, how the mind, body, the spirit, mind, body connection works. If you got something good in your head, sure as heck is going to help your body out. And if you have bad things in your head, you possess that, and you become possessed by those thoughts, and it leads to sickness. I am a great believer in that. So anyway, let's get back to it. I just wanted to sort of finish off the conversation that we were having about the flus that are around the guts, the way these things grab a hold of you, and even if you're really healthy, sometimes knock you for a loop. Are these new strains of viruses and bacteria? Is that why we're susceptible? Because this year really seems like I know a lot of people who have had miserable times for a week or 10 days. They couldn't be far away from the bathroom. They were just miserable.
Well, this year we've been hit with a double punch. It was the first wave earlier in the year, and these aren't new viruses, they're just recycled old ones. But influenza A originally came, and then we thought we were close to the end, and then the CDC reported 2 weeks ago that there's now a second wave of influenza B this year. Mm-hmm. And we're now in the midst of another wave of flu, and I'm seeing it in the office, and it's there. And fortunately, the vaccine is more effective for this second wave than the first. But the bad news is this second wave is more harmful to our children. So be very careful and make sure that...
So children are more victims of this than adults, or is it just that their immune systems aren't as well developed, and that's why it's tackling them or having more of an impact?
The second wave virus just is more hurtful to kids than adults.
Mm-hmm. Why would that be?
Because they probably haven't seen it ever before, and the rest of us have some antibodies to it.
Some immunity built.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of immunity, let me bring you into the world of Balance of Nature products for a moment to help you provide yourself with the nutrition. These are nutrients that come from vegetables and fruits, whole ripened organic fruits and whole ripened organic vegetables. Sometimes the vegetables are cooked. The fruits and veggies are all powdered, put into a capsule. You buy the bottle. It has both. The green bottle is for the veggies. The red bottle is for the fruits. You take one of each in the morning and one of each at night, and your immune system will really, and this is for children, you want to give it to kids that are 3 or 4 years old, but you give it to children who are in school, and it helps them as well as it does help adults. The immune system is charged up, and some research work it shows 700% increase because of eating or being exposed to or ingesting, if you will, the balance of nature, fruits, and veggies. There's a fabulous opportunity for you to get in on that program, a free one-month supply. You get started, in a manner of speaking, on them because they'll send you a free bottle of each when you go to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code DJV. Get started. Enhance your immune system. Do, as Ken is talking about, this stuff is going to be around for a while, so let's make sure you have a good, strong immune system and keep it that way using Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Balanceofnature.com/DJV. Use that code. First month is free, and then it's 30% off after that. Balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Rank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Rank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendolite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Four after the hour, another conversational tidbit or two or three or four or five or six. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, making a house call in a manner of speaking. Good Day Health. Check out the podcasts and follow us. You can listen live or at any time to gooddayhealthshow.com. So we were discussing Arnold Schwarzenegger and what has happened to him with the advent of that operation on his heart. For the valves, and what valve goes to where, I guess, is part of the question here, right?
Well, Doug got me one time each year, but I didn't know something about the medical news, and he got me today, so...
It's okay. Wasn't trying to.
I'm joking.
But, yeah, this is a learning curve.
Absolutely. We teach each other. But during the break, I went and researched it, Doug, and interestingly, if you go back to heartvalvesurgery.com, that's a website which I think is pretty reliable. Back in 1997, there's a report that he gets his aortic valve replaced because of a congenital abnormality. And commonly, that's what we call a bicuspid aortic valve. The aortic valve has two windows that open and close as leaflets, we call them, instead of three, which the normal one has. I don't know. I don't sit in a Mercedes, but if you sit in a Mercedes, so I hear and look out at the ornament on the hood, that's what an aortic valve looks like as it opens and closes from inside the heart. So it has three leaflets that open and close to let the blood exit the heart, and then it closes so everything doesn't go backwards.
All right, so I'm going to interrupt you for a second. And now remember that event in 1997, 21 years ago, I believe the speculation, although never proven, was partially because of the steroids he took when he was a bodybuilder.
Well,
that would affect your heart, wouldn't it?
It would, but they're reporting on heartvalvesurgery.com, April 16th, 1997, that he had congenital aortic valve problem, which usually is a bicuspid aortic valve. It's a two-leafed valve instead of three. And this is not uncommon congenital abnormality. And about the age where he was at that point, it becomes calcified and it just won't open adequately. And it needs to be replaced. And at his youthful age at that time, he had the choice of either getting a mechanical heart valve, which would have had to put him on blood thinner, Coumadin, or warfarin for life. And that would have probably lasted forever. It's a metal or plastic valve. But he chose the other choice, a tissue valve, which is usually either a pig or a cow valve.
Yeah, right.
And the problem there is that they do wear out. You don't need blood thinner, but they don't last forever. And according to the report in 1997, he opted for the tissue valve because he felt a mechanical valve might limit his physical activity and capacity to exercise. He was concerned about being on Coumadin or warfarin, strong blood thinner, and, you know, not being able to be as aggressive physically, I guess he felt, as he would. But the downside of that was he had to go back and get a new heart valve because those tissue valves will wear out. They're really good if you're elderly and you have less than 10 to 12 years to live. He actually made it over 20 years for a tissue valve, which is remarkable. They usually don't last that long.
Well, all right. So now my mind is going back to John Wayne. And I remember, I don't ask me why, but I remember vividly. Maybe it's because I was a newsman at the time, and John Wayne came to Boston to Mass General to get a heart valve replacement in 1977. He had beaten cancer a couple of times, or at least he thought he had. He eventually died of cancer in 1979. But in the summer of 77, I remember him coming to Boston and the big news media. I mean, you can imagine. John Wayne comes to Boston. He goes to Mass General. And he got a pig valve heart, not a heart replacement, but he got the valve replaced using a pig flapper. And I remember the first time I ever heard that, frankly, thinking about, you know, the way this all happens. And I think Jimmy Stewart and Paul Newman both had the same operations. So whatever that's worth, whatever it means, it's just that at that time it was, and this is, well, you said it was 97 when Schwarzenegger had his done. So one wonders when it started to be popularized, because both, all three of these guys, James Stewart, Paul Newman, and John Wayne had the pig valve in the 1970s.
Right. And prior to the 60s, it wasn't even an option. And, you know, this is where, prior to the antibiotic era, these valves would become infected, and it was a deadly problem.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
One of our popular singers from the 1950s.
Who?
Had his valve
replaced?
No, infected, and he died early.
All right. So here's so we got that taken care of. Thank you for that explanation. Let me just move on to something else. We've got to continue to get our info from the various research projects you've worked on this week. But there's one, you just mentioned warfarin, how it's used as a blood thinner. So I want to tie that to this, not epidemic yet, but there's a real problem in Chicago and Los Angeles with some kind of synthetic marijuana. And the people who are producing it, it's being sold like in drugstores and convenience stores and stuff like that. I don't know how the heck they can sell this stuff. But the batch that has been of note, because the news media has been looking at it, because people have been dying who've used it, had been laced with warfarin. Warfarin is rat poison. You use enough of that stuff, it causes you to bleed out of every orifice in your body. So, you know, I wonder, when we talk about using warfarin as a blood thinner, how is that dosage metered? And does the same thing happen to you if you happen to take too much of warfarin as happens to a rat? You bleed out.
Well, let's talk about warfarin. Coumadin's the brand name. And Bobby Darin was the answer to the question I was trying to get you to say.
I was, 37 years old. He died of a heart. Yeah, yeah.
He had valve issues and died from valve issues. One of my favorites from the 1950s, Bobby Darin. But anyway, play some Bobby Darin on the way out. But anyway, so you were asking about Coumadin, which, yes, is rat poison, but it's life-saving for many. And there is a narrow window of therapy that you need to get into, where, as opposed to being toxic. And that's why when you're on Coumadin or warfarin, at least every 4 weeks and often more, you check your blood to make sure you're in that narrow therapeutic window, because you don't want to be too low or too thick of blood or too high and have too thin of blood. So you measure this number called INR, and now there's home testing. You can actually finger stick yourself, and you do this on a regular basis and adjust the dose. There are these new grouping of medications called the NOACs, and you've seen these commercials on TV, Eliquis, Pradaxa, and they're used now where Coumadin and Warfarin used to be, except for valve issues. And the nice thing about the NOACs is that you don't need to measure your blood all the time because you don't change the dose. Unlike Coumadin, you have to be very careful and adjust the dose properly.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The story that you know, sometimes you tie all of these things together because you hear words or you hear phrases or references, and it's good to clarify. Here's something else. We'll stay with your specialty cardiology. There's good news for women as you get older. Your diet, we all know how important it is, but here's a particular aspect of one's diet that could be very, very helpful to pay attention to.
Good study, published this week in the Journal of the American Heart Association, Doug, that eating lots of vegetables may help older women keep their blood vessels healthy. The biggest benefits seem to come from cruciferous vegetables, including cabbage, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and broccoli. Eating these strong-smelling veggies was linked to less thickening of the carotid arteries located in the neck. So why should this be happening? Well, there's a lot of good things in vegetables, and it's mostly their anti-inflammatory effect, and eating plenty of cooked and raw vegetables each week, Doug, is so healthy thing to do. I recommend it for everyone. You don't have to be an elderly woman to get the benefit.
Yep. You know, I'm on a side place here for just a minute. We were talking about John Wayne and the pig valve, and I was just reading as you were talking, listening to you in one ear and paying attention. I got one eye on this story about John Wayne and what he died. He had problems with his heart. And he also had cancer. He had one lung removed back in the, I think it was in the early 60s. I remember him saying, I beat the big C. And then he got stomach cancer. But the theory was that he and his son and about 120 extras who were on a film that was shot in the desert where the nuclear testing was done in World War II. They had a lot of Indians playing Mongolians in a film, I forgot what it was called The Conqueror. It was made in 1956, so it was only 10 years after the nuclear blasts were tested in this portion of the desert, and they filmed in this part of the desert where the nuclear test was, and all of these people, including his son and all these extras that were in the, all died of the same thing. So, I had forgotten that. Now I remember that that was a big thing. People, when the first study was done, 2010, I think it was, when they started looking at these things, and it was after John Wayne's son Michael died, fairly young, of stomach cancer. It was the same thing his father had, and Michael was adopted. So it wasn't hereditary, and they looked back, and he went to visit his father on the set of that movie. And they figured that's what killed him. So it's really interesting to see how you live and where you live, how it affects your health and longevity. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here as we continue on. Here's something that's really very good for you. You may or may not have experienced this yet. If you haven't, I hope that I can encourage you to get the tea. This is literally a website called getthetea.com. Getthetea.com promotes a type of tea, a unique blend of tea, all natural ingredients, special formulas that help support you if you have constipation. GetTheTea.com, discount code DJV, clean out your body, clean it up and clean it out. They'll ship it to you free at GetTheTea.com, code DJV.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some of my favorite new product finds to help you spring into the new season. The Recon Sentinel cybersecurity device protects beyond traditional antivirus, malware, and firewall solutions. When plugged into your router, every device on your network will be protected as it actively updates and takes countermeasures to prevent hacking. It's available exclusively at Office Depot, Office Max, and OfficeDepot.com. Canon's EOS Rebel T7 DSLR provides better pictures than any smartphone can because it features a powerful CMOS sensor and over 24 megapixels. Photo sharing is also made easy with built-in Wi-Fi and NFC. It's the perfect camera for mobile device users to step up their photography. Bissell's ProHeat 2X Revolution Petro Carpet Cleaner is the ultimate deep cleaning system for removing pet messes and food spills. Bissell's professional pet urine eliminator plus oxy formula combined with the power and maneuverability of the Revolution Petro will remove the toughest stains and odors. American Standard Spectra Plus E-Touch Showerhead features the world's first interactive touch-controlled showerhead and separate remote control so you can choose from four spray patterns with a single touch. It's simple to install and will enhance shower accessibility for people of any height or age. Mohawk's lawnmowers just debuted a zero-turn, three-wheeled, self-propelled push lawnmower that'll make maneuvering tight turns and yard obstacles a thing of the past. Combined with Briggs & Stratton's Just Check and Add and InStart electric start technologies will turn lawn mowing into a non-chore. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Your parents took care of you. Then, one day, you start caring for them. It's one of those moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters. And they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen. With a focus on this opioid problem, there's a new plan. The city of Philadelphia has announced this week they're looking to establish supervised drug injection sites as the opioid problem has found a place. This is the deadliest public health crisis in our country, and certainly Philadelphia seems to be the epicenter of it for whatever the reason, I don't know. But city officials there announcing that they would encourage the development of addiction engagement sites that, among other things, provide medically supervised drug consumption. My God, we're in that tough a shape. We're going to have medically supervised drug consumption by people who are, let's try anything to get at this problem. These are known as safe injection sites. Centers are staffed with medical professionals who can immediately respond to an overdose. They can provide critical access to addiction rehab and clean medical supplies, needles, that sort of thing. City Health Commissioner at Philadelphia said the core purpose of the sites will be to interface with drug users and offer addiction treatment services that have not been offered before in this way. He said, quote, "These sites serve as a way to bring people into drug treatment. We don't see this as simply a site for supervised injections. Locations, framework for overseeing the program, timeline for when the sites may be open, not quite established yet. Funding and the program's cost, not known as well. City is looking for private and nonprofit entities to offer proposals." They're asking, they have a, what do they call them, RFPs out now, request for proposals to see how they can get to the bottom of this problem and tackle it in an intelligent way. So that's at least Philadelphia's way of tackling this big problem with opioids. All right, so Ken, let's get to another one of these studies. This is good for those of you who want to work out or question oftentimes why you work out or what good is it to go to the gym or to work out. So what's the answer?
Journal of Affective Disorders coming out in May. Before you give up your exercise program, know that new research suggests the decision may put more than your fitness at risk. It might also, Doug, make you vulnerable to depression. The study included 152 adults who stopped exercising after doing at least 30 minutes of exercise three times a week for a minimum of 3 months. In some cases, stopping this amount of exercise, Doug, induced significant increases in depressive symptoms after just 3 days. Many had depressive symptoms after the first 1 to 2 weeks.
Really? So if you don't continue to work out, you're going to be singing the blues in all kinds of ways. You'll lose the weight. You won't keep the muscle tone up. It's very important for women and men to build muscle as they get older. Those of you who say, "Oh, I don't want muscle," you need muscle. You don't have to look like a bodybuilder, but you need to have that muscle holding your bones, your skeleton together. Otherwise, you won't be able to walk. You won't be able to get around. You got to keep it. That's something I'm probably as muscular now as I've ever been in my life, and I think that that's what holds us all together. You're doing it, certainly, Ken. You have got yourself into such great shape, and it's all going to benefit you as you get older. This is the do-as-I-do department, not do-as-I-say. Do-as-we-do. Build yourself. Keep yourself strong and healthy. Make sure those muscles are strong. Exercising them at least 2, 3, 4 times a week or every day if you can is the way to salvation there. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Contact him directly there if you'd like a visit. 352-735-1400 for the clinic, 10 before the hour.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Doctor Time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here as we continue our ongoing efforts to bring to you updates on important medical stories, things that will impact many, if not most of you in one way or another. Ken is a great researcher in addition to being a good broadcaster and a fabulous cardiologist. So let's get to some of the things that he's flushed out this week from the various translations of research done in the and the reports that are in the journals. Stem cell transplanting shows promise for a lot of different things, Ken, including apparently the problems people have with their eyes as they get older. Yeah,
this is really hopeful information. This comes this week out of Science Translational Medicine Journal. There's currently no cure or treatment, Doug, for the dry form of age-related macular degeneration, which accounts for 80 to 90% of all cases. And unfortunately, it's a common cause of blindness in the elderly.
Ken, let me interrupt you a second so you explain to people that don't know what it is. What is macular degeneration?
Well, the retina is the light-sensitive tissue along the back of the eye wall, and it's slowly destroyed as a result of age-related macular degeneration. It just atrophies. It goes away. And we don't quite understand why, but it does. And the most common form is this dry form. There's a wet form where there's extra blood vessels that develop, and they tend to be very weak, and they tend to leak, and that's the wet form. But it all starts as the dry form. The news this week is that a stem cell transplant might help preserve or even restore vision being lost to the dry form of age-related macular degeneration. So this is real hope for many people.
All right. So the transplant would go into, do they inject it into your eyeball or into the back of your eye?
Correct. Where would that... Right into the retina to make new retina cells.
Because they do. I told you about the opportunity I had. I think I've explained it on the air a couple of times. There's a new process, and some Russian here in Los Angeles is the person I was sent to. Instead of just having what a lot of people do with the operation that fixes your eyes so you don't have to wear glasses, what's it called? The old, the stand, the tried and true way of having your eye redone. There's a process that I can't remember what the name of it is. But anyway, you can go through that and have your eyes done so that it's they're better, but it isn't permanent. And then there's this fellow, the Russian, who basically goes in and they cut your lens out of your eye and they put in a contact lens, in essence, but they stitch it into your eyeball. And I'm thinking to myself, and you're awake through this.
So this is more than just LASIK.
Yeah, now LASIK is what I was looking for. So how does this relate to glaucoma or other things that happen? Is macular degeneration and getting glaucoma the same thing?
Well, glaucoma is increase in pressure in the eye, and this can damage parts of the eye. But the macular degeneration is a specific wearing away destruction of the retina.
So when you get your eyes tested at the ophthalmologist, as opposed to the optometrist, what is it that you get glaucoma readings? They put a pressure thing against your eye.
Absolutely. They measure
what else?
The pressure. They measure
what else
the pressure.
Are they testing?
They look at the retina.
Mm-hmm.
And they sometimes will test your vision, although that's often done by the optometrist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a guy who does both of those things when I go to see him every year. And it's nice to hear him say everything is clear. But he's also recommended I get this sort of thing because I've been wearing glasses for almost 40 years and it's annoying. How many I've dropped, break, that kind of stuff.
So you're thinking about LASIK?
Well, LASIK is one of the things that my son had it done, and I asked my optometrist or ophthalmologist about it. He said, if I get LASIK done, it only lasts 5 years, and you'll be doing it again. If you get the transfer of or the new lens that I was talking about, you get that put in it, you'll never have to have your eyes operated on again. It'll be permanent and it'll last for the rest of your life. But it's very expensive, and so I've been wearing glasses instead. But it's great food for thought. Your eyes are so important. It's like anything else. If you have them, you take them for granted. You don't really pay attention to them until you don't have use of them anymore. So something this looks like would be very helpful. Helpful and hopeful. So good news, Ken. Thank you. Let me give you some good news. Purity Products is offering a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 to everybody who calls 800-355-1493. So why wouldn't you want to get this? The best of the fish oil, the best of the krill oil together in this one pill. And it's pretty small. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. That gives it energy. The krill oil is for your joints, and the omega-3s are for your heart and circulatory system. Free bottle is yours at 800-355-1493. Call them now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.